Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School, Advanced String Orchestra. My name is John Fay. I'm from Pleasanton, California. We're here together at the California Music Educators Association Bay Section Band Orchestra East E Festival on May 4, 2018. We're at Castro Valley High School. I have the pleasure of listening to you and all the work that you put into today's performance. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I get to comment on the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality. You're about to get started, so have a great time up there. Nice sound. Really good approach to articulation, the bowing from the violins. Man, just very consistent in terms of, just, again, the precision. I think the pickup note worked at six, and then all of a sudden we had some people that came in, beat three a little bit early. That was much, much more successful here at 14. Same pickup note, very nicely done, and then much, much more precision in the and the isolated rhythms that came after it. Very nice job in terms of the attention to the intonation, the control of pitch, and the consistency of that pitch. Nice job staying together, guys. Very, very good. It feels very much in control. It feels like, you know, the flow is nice. And then you're listening to each other and things are moving together. And watch the center of pitch as you resolve chords, resolve notes. I think in this section here, you just want to be careful. You're not, you know, occasionally on the eighth notes, especially in the arpeggiated eighth notes, it tends to get a little rushed. So just relax, stay listening to each other as you've been doing so far. We're slacking a little bit here on the length of note and the articulation, the bowing in the violins. The second violins, bars 59 and 60. So just to be careful, just make sure it stays consistent. And I think more of it's the too long of a note, or the approach to some, almost like they changed to the cantabile style early. Nice. Yeah, that last note. Make sure that the precision of the pitch maintains itself so that the resonance of it afterwards is we hear all the notes in the chord and that the chord's in tune. Yeah, some minor difficulties with regards to being together, interpretation and length of note, and a couple of things in 73. And then, of course, you know, the beginning with little bit of an early entrance in 6. But, you know, just some minor things happening. Just some really, really good playing, well in control. there's and you're listening to each other, and that's the most important thing. And I can tell when things aren't going well that you're not listening to each other. And I think that's where your biggest strength is that when you do listen to each other, that the movement, especially in tempo changes, but also just movement of notes from one part of the beat to the next, is so precise when you guys are listening. Nice change of style here. Appreciate the dynamic approach here, the crescendo here. Yeah, just be more precise with the beat. You know, the movement of notes, but also the accuracy of the notes as well. Some really great musical playing in the approach to the interpretation of the dynamics. Lends to the emotional side of this piece. Careful, don't get too loud here. This is there's supposed to be a crescendo in measure 18 and 17. And we got to the downbeat of 17 and you were already at the top of your dynamic. Guys, leave the room for the viola too. Ya da dee da 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 dee da da. So make sure that the sustained notes are getting out of the way. They're at 20, especially in the second half of the beat, so that the violas can be heard. Now press that finger down, the left hand down more on the cello so that you can get the resonance of the note. I'm seeing a lot of people use vibrato, and that's great because that's what you want on there. But you also have to have tone, and you've got to make sure that finger's pressed down a little tighter onto the fingerboard so that when you do pizzicato, pluck the string, you pull the string, that you get the tone and not a dead string. Appreciate the some contouring of dynamics and the use of shading within the phrase. This really makes it kind of takes the music to that next level and really paying a lot of detail to the line dynamics. You know, where the lower notes start a little softer so that you have a place to grow. Some really really higher end performing and higher end thinking with regards to the approach, the interpretation, the style here. Yeah, nice job handling the rhythms. Good pitch, really good center pitch, and also tuning the chords. Good ears. Bye. Da-dee-da-dee. So I think when the change from the up bow to the down bow, make sure that you're still elongating the and connecting and pushing that up bow a little bit longer before making the change in direction so it's not sound dee-da-da-dee, if that makes any sense. It's a really beautiful piece. You guys are playing it very well. I mean, it's in terms of, again, the artistic nature of it, and the idea that you guys are going beyond the printed page, control of different tempo changes and just little nuances here and there, really shows that you're watching your conductor. You're letting him interpret. And that you're taking your time and you're patient. Just so much going into it. A very nice performance. Careful. Good timing. Not bad. I think the putting the getting that last one especially is very, very difficult. But again, just knowing where to put that wasn't all together, but it was pretty close, pretty darn close. I still think I want the Chili to be thinking about their approach to pizzicato and that left hand just press it even harder, so that again that when the pizzicato happens, that you're getting as much tone as possible. I think again. Bowing and just your approach to articulation, pretty darn good and pretty darn consistent all the way through. And I appreciate the fact that the musicality of that particular piece was really, really fine. I would say when you do these transitions and make these changes from song to song, I would encourage you to not talk. Some people had to shush up there, and I think it was a little bit so I would say in terms of just that professional presence on stage, you want to make sure that you are not engaged in anything that is not getting ready for the next piece, and then and not really engaging in any kind of conversation. Some nice artistic license on that solo in terms of some more characteristic sliding, a little bit more in terms of the interpretation of the piece, a little more kind of backwoods, you know, a little bit fiddler kind of a tune, and I like the style interpretation of the solo. Nice job. I think when the 16th notes come in and you've got the sort of the more intricate rhythms, just be as clear as you can be with regards to bowing. Be looking at how you can make this little less, a little more flowy, a little more connected, a little more sostenuto, espressivo, I believe in this, and then also flowing. I know it says soaring, but I think in that particular case, remember, we're still, you know, thinking flight and flight doesn't stop right in the middle. You know, it continues and it's gliding. And so you want to be thinking about how you gliding or taking the notes and gliding from one phrase to the next. Yeah, nice job, Charlie, in terms of just keeping that counter melody going all the way through there. It's really clear. Appreciate the dynamic contrast and just, again, the use of the whole dynamic range. Consistency in the bow speed is, that will help with keep the pitch consistent through the notes, through your notes. There's slight variances within the inside of the note, not the start, not the end, but in the middle of the note itself. So just keep in mind, you know, what's necessary with regards to the control of the bow on the string in order to make sure that the note is sustained through its entirety. Yeah, be careful. Half note, 96. Some of you have a retake, some of you don't. But again, we got to make sure that you line up 97 downbeat and that alignment happens everybody together so that we're not rushing. Bo-dee-da-da. I mean, it's there, but I think it gets a little broken up. I think, remember, the part before it, section before it, it's nice and soaring, but I think when you've got pickups, for example, in 105 or pickups to 110, or pickups to 114, those three notes, B-A-D-A, gets a little too sectionalized. I would consider thinking about how do you still connect those and still maintain the accuracy that you guys are achieving. Watch pitch, stay in tune up there. It's like a little bit of hunting and pecking right now. Yeah, the forte piano was nice, but where was the crescendo? So make sure that you're connecting everything dynamically. Now, be careful of the resonating strings and that with the silent bar. Silent really does mean silent, and you want all of the sound to stop. Much better on the crescendo, but then as you get to the top of the crescendo, how do you control the pitch? How do you control the tone quality as well? What you need to do in order to get to that forte volume and grow the sound with the, you know, the pulled down bow and the continued up bow. You've got to know when you get to that top of the crescendo, when you've gone too far. You can't go too far. You can't go past the point of no return. So how do you maintain? How do you, and what do you need to do with that bow speed? What do you need to do with the bow pressure or the weight of the bow itself in order to maintain the quality of sound at the top volume? Really fine job. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm nitpicking at this point in terms of trying to give you guys some areas and ways to grow and improve. But certainly some control of dynamics. Just when you get to the ends of your sets, making sure that you've maintained that focus and so that the cohesiveness of the time and the alignment of the time and the timing of notes doesn't get altered. I would say, you know, be thinking about pizzicato and pressing down on the fingerboard even more on the string in order to get the tone when you're using pizzicato. And again, like I said, for the most part, timing was good. So be careful that when you get to the ends, the end of your song or the end of that set. Your articulation and bowing started off really, really strong, very consistent. Be careful of the intricate rhythms so that you, the more intricate the rhythm, the more clarity you're going to need and the more precision you're going to need with regards to executing the actual rhythm and Boeing for that. I love the fact that you threw in line dynamics and you were doing things within the music that weren't on the printed page. But I really, really like the middle tune and just the control that you had, but and the ability to be able to, you know, bring out nuance and to be musical and to fluctuate and push and pull on the tempo. So really, really fine job there. And I like the arranged dynamics. I really enjoyed hearing the what I felt was a full range of dynamics. Be careful in some of the forte piano crescendos that you do crescendo when it asks you to, and then when you do crescendo, make sure that you've got a control over the tone quality and the pitch. Okay, great set. Home at Comp spent some help to you. Enjoyed it. Thank you.